Welcome to day 27 of the FitMind program. This meditation is a form of self-inquiry based on famous meditation instructor Byron Katie's meditation technique known as the work. It requires you to closely examine your unhelpful thoughts and beliefs, changing hard-held negative thought patterns. We want to create more constructive stories and dissolve the inaccurate and even harmful beliefs and fixations. Our beliefs are often made-up dramas that we repeat to ourselves rather than facts. Recognizing our limiting beliefs and letting go of them can free the mind. All right, so let's begin by checking in with the mind, getting into a meditative mindset. And taking some tranquil breaths. Now, with your eyes closed, pick a piece of your personal story to examine closely, preferably some toxic belief you'd like to inquire about. Has anything been making you feel badly about yourself lately? Or some situation that's been bothering you? Maybe someone rejected you, so you think, nobody accepts me because of my appearance. Or you were insulted, so you think, that person doesn't like me. Or your boss isn't promoting you, so you think, I'm stuck in my current spot in life. Or you're in a slump on the baseball diamond, so you think, I'm a lousy hitter. Holding that belief in your mind, ask yourself, is the belief actually true? Now, rather than jumping to an answer, just sit with the question for a bit. Can you know for certain that this belief is true? Again, just sitting in that question without jumping to an answer. What happens when you believe this thought or story? How do you react to it? Maybe it makes you feel unworthy, unloved, or unskillful. And what does that feel like as physical sensations in your body? Maybe a tightness in the chest or a pain in the head. Now ask, who would you be without that belief? Imagine what it would feel like not to believe that anymore, outgrowing and slipping out of the belief like a snake shedding its skin. Who do you now become when you stop believing that? Now, what's the opposite of your limiting belief? For a couple of minutes, see what it's like to believe the opposite. So if your belief was, I'll never find the right partner, you might try on the belief, I'm bound to find the right partner, or the right person will come along when the time is right. This new opposite belief might even feel like a stretch, but just notice what it feels like to believe that for now. All right, now we'll work on releasing that belief, letting it slide right off you. First ask, is this belief useful or worth getting rid of? And can you let it go? If so, when can you let it go? Could you let it go right now? Could you feel yourself letting go right now? And if you can, feel the freedom from that limiting belief. All right, and slowly transitioning out of the meditation. As soon as you stop believing the made-up stories that your mind concocts, you become free from stress and worry. This method can be applied to anything that upsets, angers, or saddens you by asking the same four questions. Is it true? Can you know for certain that it's true? How does it make you feel? And who would you be without that belief? Finally, you turn the original belief around and try on the opposite. This form of self-inquiry has worked for thousands of people and can radically change the mind's habitual thoughts by closely examining your beliefs honestly and with an open mind. But it does take work and repetition, especially for deeply rooted beliefs. And I encourage you to check out byronkatie.com, byronkatie.com, if you're interested in learning more. Thank you for the work you're putting in here. And I'll see you here tomorrow for day 28 of the FitMind program.